I'm with you. Commissioners are now in session to hear any and all business brought before them. Thank you.
That pledge was very impressive.
Like a Mennonite choir.
Well, good morning, everyone. Sorry we do not have enough chairs for you. Obviously, we're voting in the next room over there, so that precluded us from opening up the doors and providing more seating. So, we're going to move through the first part of our agenda fairly rapidly, and then we'll have some people that are moving out, and there'll be some chairs up front for some of you to sit down. And then we'll get to the main event today.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe that the commissioners would like to add an item as a board item after the allowance of claims.
Correct. Do you want me to make a motion for that?
I think so.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to add an item after the allowance of claims, please.
Okay, second. Favor, aye?
Aye.
Very good. Okay, first up, approval minutes from October 7 and October 4.
Move to approve.
Second.
Favor, aye?
Aye.
Next, claims, please and bills.
Good morning. I have regular claims that I have reviewed and ready for your approval and signature.
Motion approved.
Aye.
Second.
Favor, aye?
Aye.
And the issue?
Yes, following the commissioner's executive session approximately 10 days ago and deliberations, the commissioners have come to some resolution and need to take final action on a personnel matter. For your consideration and in reference to the fact that Mr. Yoder has abstained and not participated in these particular proceedings, I have a proposed resolution for the commissioners Lucas and Wyrick for consideration as to whether you would approve or disapprove of the advisory board's recommendation to remove the executive director from Community Corrections. So whichever route you would like to proceed to adopt a resolution to approve or disapprove, I have both forms of the resolution, and you could then make a motion based upon which resolution you would wish to adopt.
Thank you, Fred.
And I have both of those resolutions for you to review if you wish to.
I think we've both reviewed them over emails, and I know we've deliberated and given a lot of attention to the subject, and I would like to make a motion to confirm the findings of the CCAB and terminate the director. And remove the director, yes, remove.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to second.
Second. Here's the proposed resolution for your review before you vote. The resolution gives the chronological history of the proceedings. It refers to the fact that Mr. Yoder has abstained from the participation in these activities. There is a approval for the removal vote and confirmation for that to be effective today. If you're supportive of that, then you can go ahead and proceed with your vote.
Yes, we are.
So, as Vice President, do you want to call a vote?
I'll call a vote. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
That's fine.
Okay.
This is the one you want signed?
Two signed. Okay, we'll take a moment to sign those. Okay, first item of business, County Highway request advertised bids for jail demolition project we've been waiting on for a long time.
Good morning. That's exactly it. We're just requesting the bid docs are ready to go. We're just requesting permission to advertise.
The timeline for demolition is expected?
Will be completed by October 2nd. The notice to bidders you see says final acceptance by December 4th. That's the final paperwork and all that.
But October 2nd.
Next year.
Oh, I was hoping it was sooner.
No.
Well, we already passed October 2nd.
I know, that's why I was a little concerned about the date.
Spring, but anyways.
Okay.
Motion to approve. I will move to approve.
The advertised?
The advertising bids.
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
And,
I didn't mean to knock.
Engineering services for Waterford Mills?
This is the traffic study for the Waterford Mills, Canada 40 connector road between Canada 40 and State Road 15. This is a traffic study, going to be completed by Lock Mueller Group. This is just a task order in addition to our on-call engineering agreement with them.
Motion.
Motion to approve?
Second.
Favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just his?
Yes.
Chris, are you here? Drug free partnership?
Nope, not Chris.
There she is. Oh, sorry.
Hi, it's me.
Good morning, Jess.
Hi.
Heidi, great.
Good morning to you guys. So I'm here to ask for approval of allocations, recommendations of the Elkhart County Drug Free Partnership, which recommended probably 2 weeks ago for the Drug Free Community Fund. Is for $159,579. And it was divided up between the office, criminal justice prevention and treatment. I don't know how deep you guys will be going.
No, we have the list here.
Yeah, we're good.
The list.
We're good. All right, motion to approve?
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, moving into planning and development. First of all, we have receiving bids for demolitions of projects. Do we have any? Couple.
Morning.
Morning.
$99?
No, 99,000.
Wait, so that...
$9,800.
I was like, wow.
And it's not just a...
Just one property out? Yes.
On the same property?
No.
I didn't think so, but one day, so thank you.
Same company.
Yeah, that's why I was getting a little confused.
I'll move to it. Accept and let you review the bids.
Yeah.
Second.
Favor? Aye.
Aye.
And very good.
Thank you. Better.
Okay, next up, let's get a couple requests. Okay.
Good morning. We have a zone map change from R1 to A1 to Franklin Arbor to Roman G. Verdi at the east side of Highway 35, 785 feet south of County Road 2 in New York Township.
Could you hear me, please? I can't hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Can I review it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's 42, it's now got a lot of order. And the recommendation was approval of the unanimous approval.
Yeah, unanimous, I remember right.
Okay. All right, anybody here represent petitioner? Okay, anybody here, we'll open up public, time for public comment. Anybody here speak in favor or in opposition? Seeing none.
Motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will move to approve.
I will second the motion.
Favor, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, next up.
Decision for a zone map change from R1, B1 to B1. It's on Six Fan, petitioner is Six Fan LLC, represented by Progressive Engineering. Location's on the southwest corner of State Route 120 and Michael Drive, 650 feet east of Cairo 17 in Washington Township. Which is also a unanimous vote for approval from our planning commission.
Was it unanimous again, you said?
Yes, it was unanimous.
Okay. Anybody here from Progressive that wants to talk about it? Public comment, anybody here speak in favor or in opposition?
Seeing none, move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Favor, aye.
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 And I will move to approve.
Second.
Take a breath here while we catch up with paperwork.
Just if we didn't vote on the last.
Didn't vote again.
Oh, all in favor, aye.
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 Now we can take a breath.
All right. So, you're up.
Good morning, my name is Doug Powers, Elkhart County Planner. The petitioner is Six Fan LLC, represented by Progressive Engineering Inc. Petitioner for a zone map change from R2 to B1. The location is the east side of County Road 17, 500 feet south of State Road 120 in Washington Township. This is the unanimous approval recommendation.
It did?
Yes, not unanimous.
I really can't. Sure.
All right, anybody, is this Progressive again?
Yeah, these are all sort of the same.
Yeah, all the same, yeah.
Same area, they're just.
Anybody here speak for Progressive? Petitioner? None, any public comment, pro or con? Close.
Move to close public hearing.
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Anybody want to move to approve?
I'll make a motion, this is like I said, it's like, there's like three properties there all the time, they're combining them. Make them all same zone.
Second.
Favor, aye.
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 One more.
Let's wait one second. I'm sorry, there's a lot of time.
Now we're. Ready?
This petition is Six Fan LLC, represented by Progressive Engineering Inc. Petition is for a zone map change from R1 to B1. Location is the northeast corner of Suburban Drive and County Road 17, 635 feet south of State Road 120 in Washington Township. And this also received unanimous recommendation approval by the Planning Commission. It's adjacent to the previous property we discussed.
Anybody here has any comment, pro or con? None.
Seeing none, move to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
This is the last of the properties, so I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Okey-doke. We're here, folks.
Okay. Well, let's sign it.
Oh, yeah, let's just.
Let's get all signed.
Let's get it done.
we want this.
I think they'll stay with us. Okay, Hoosier Motorsports.
This petition is for Hoosier Motorsports and Business Park Fire and Chisholm Rupee Trustee, Rupee Chisholm Trustee, Life Estate Arthur Chisholm Seller, represented by Jones Petrie from Rear 32. Petition is for a zone map change from R1 and B1 to DQD M2 and for primary approval of a one-lot minor subdivision to be known as Hoosier Motorsports and Business Park DQD. Locations on the southeast corner of Ash Road and County Road 16, 4,600 feet south of Old US 20 in Bago Township. This project consists of three parts. The first part consists of improvements to the existing dragway. Part two includes development of a small business park along County Road 16. And part three is for the building of a new road with raceway motor driving test course. Staff recommended approval for part one and part two and recommended denial for part three. The plan commission voted 8-1 to accept and approve all three parts. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to entertain them. We also have the representative for Hoosier Motorsports here.
Questions for staff at this time?
Not right now.
Not right now.
Don't go too far, Jason.
Yeah, don't leave.
All right, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, my new address is 300 Ditchville Parkway in Elkhart.
Right.
And thanks for taking time with me today. Open that up. So, normally, when I get here from plan commission with an 8-1 vote, I usually get up here and say, we agree, and I sit down. So, but today I've been asked to maybe go through some of the presentation that we did at plan commission, and so the commissioners and any attendees that weren't at the plan commission meeting could get a good feel for what we presented, and then maybe even feel for what's occurred since then, because we continue to have lots of conversation on this project, as you well know. So, originally, this land, it's 160 acres thereabouts, was developed as an airstrip in 1947, and it continued to be operated as an airstrip up until Art Chisholm purchased the property in 1957, that's when the drag strip was developed. And it was developed significantly, 3 years preliminary to the first ordinance that was adopted in Elkhart County. Even though the site was a drag strip, that ordinance did not, and the county commissioners and the plan commission decided at that time not to change the zoning. So that kind of left that historic zoning in place. It's currently zoned as an R1 with a pre-existing use, I guess is what you call it. So, as you know, in the ensuing years, the history of the park or of the raceway developed, and it was very successful even in those early years, and it kind of grew to be even more prominent as Art ran the facility, and then later his stepson, Tim Minich, who's here today, by the way. Also, by the way, Terry McMillan and Roy Loki from the Hoosier Motorsports group is here. And Ruth Chisholm, the matriarch of the site, is here. And she's got a lot of personal experience with the site. So 62 years of operation as a dragway, uninterrupted, up till 2019. So I'm going to go through these here really quickly. This was the earliest aerial photography that we could find, and as you can see, before the site actually developed as a dragway, there was a motorcycle racetrack there to the south, and pretty much all farmland all around it, except for some of those areas up there along the river, had already begun to develop, and everything to the south and the east was still farmland. that point. In 1965, by this time the dragway had been developed. The motorcycle track was now gone. In its place was a kind of partially excavated gravel pit. And again, the drag races were running every Sunday. Skipping forward to 1998, you can see what we show from the GIS that there are some streets there, but this is prior to that development even occurring to the south. And along the north side and to the east, all of that farmland is now residential, with the dragway still in operation and running its typical and unchanged schedule. 2003, sometime in the early 2000s, maybe 1999, 2000, the development of those new subdivisions to the south began. We worked on some of that with the developers, and you know, we never heard anybody actually say, well, there's a dragway up there, is that a problem? And even we brought those projects in and had them approved as residential projects. They are on city water, but not on city sewer. And that development continued. That was with the Planning Commission and the County Commissioners as we proceeded, and the dragway continued to operate. 2005, the houses are building out, and the one there to the south, the one that looks like a reverse P, is really starting to see several houses immediately adjacent to the land where the dragway is. In 2007, pretty much all developed out. And most of the houses were built on Wind Tree there and in the adjacent subdivision. And development by that time here in 2007 was pretty much completed to the west of St. Joseph County, to the east of Elkhart County, and to the north along the river. There was really nothing left to build up other than the dragway site itself, maybe a little bit of farmland to the south. And even you can see some new cul-de-sac roads that were built to the south there that don't have houses on them. So they probably are, you'll see maybe going forward that they started to be developed. And you can see my label is blocking some of that, but the houses are already beginning to develop there too. And here's what it is in 2019. Dragways continuing to operate. Over the years, a little bit of a change in how the dragway was operated, where it used to run west from east to west, now it runs east from west to east, but pretty much unchanged. So here's what we're proposing. And I'm going to try to move this little pointer around here a little bit. So in the first phase, we're talking about the scoring tower, which is this tall structure you see there in the middle of that drawing. And that will probably be first, along with the new staging area for the racers. Currently, they kind of get choked up a little bit coming east from Ash Road, turning right into the site, where they don't really have a very good room for queuing there. So now when that development is done for that staging area, those racers will be able to get immediately off the road with their trailers and trucks and into that staging area. So that's where they'll begin to offload vehicles and prepare for racing. The track itself is planned for renovation. The idea is the track is in pretty good shape and is from a subgrade standpoint, but it does definitely need some new surface. So one of the first things that will get done is that it'll be milled and resurfaced. It'll be a safer track, and drivers will enjoy it, and of course it'll kind of set itself up to last another maybe 10 or 15 or even 20 years. The business park portion of it is going to include up to about 120,000 square foot of buildings. A lot of these are going to be small format units of about 40,000 square feet on the largest to down about 8,000 or maybe 6,000 to the smallest. And what the expectation is that these units will probably be used by folks that currently travel from significant distance to race at Osceola at least one day a week. So, and they may also be occupied by some of the folks that will be owning and using cars on the road course as well. The, so we're expecting probably the first $40,000 of that to probably start sometime in 2020, and then for it to build out as need comes along. So one thing I want to point out is that, typically in Elkhart County, we are required to do buffering when along all of our borders, whether it's industrial or otherwise. In this case, it's a motorsports operation. So there along the north side there, that will be a landscape mound with trees. And that'll be adjacent to the right-of-way on the motorsports property built along there. The thing I kind of skipped over, I'm going to run back here real quick, because I know there's some concerns and there's been some discussion about safety of County Road 16 and the improvements to the road. So there, what we're showing right there is the current geometry. And remember that what we've done so far is complete the initial step of analysis for County Highway so that they could give us the compliance checkbox at Tech Committee to move on to Plan Commission. My guess is that when we get down to hard design, the Highway Department will come back and say, we want to do a little bit more analysis. Now, what that leads to, I'm not sure. But, and we're going to talk a little bit later about what we found when we did the first analysis, because it's kind of telling somewhat. So, in addition to the improvements to the roadway, the business park area, the racer amenities, we're going to see some improvements to the existing buildings, building out additional restrooms to make more, obviously more capacity. We don't want any spectators to be inconvenienced in any way, obviously. And then we're talking about building out some additional spectator seating up to about 1,000 capacity. And then this little box right there is that pavilion that you see just to the south or just below the image. And so that'll be an event size facility that'll have restrooms and other facilities located in it.
Are you looking at, I see two rectangles, are you looking at doing two of those?
Yes, eventually we will do two of them.
And that's more of a rest area as opposed to the
right
seating that you're talking about, right?
Right. This would be for racers or families or others that are looking to gather and maybe buy some concession or something like that. So on the road course, which seems to be the focus of a lot of attention, we have two phases of the road course. The darker phase is the initial phase, and the longer or the light gray maybe would be an expansion. We don't know when that would happen. As a part of that, we would be building a landscape mound along the south side. I have some images of what we're proposing there. So that's a pretty good breakdown of what is going to be developed. And so we'll talk a little bit more about the variances that are requested and that kind of thing. So the drag race event, and this has been the question over and over again, what is going to be the expanded schedule for racing events on a weekly basis? And I got to tell you, there is no change proposed. So currently, on Friday, the gate, according to Tim, doesn't open until 4. And so Friday is the testing tune. There might be some open grudge races, which is not scheduled races. Two guys got together and said, hey, let's go out to the track and run. Qualifying day, if there were going to be a Saturday and Sunday event, which we don't have hardly any of right now, but there are some hopes that they will develop occasionally. And then bracket racing, again, if that is a scheduled event, then maybe some bracket racing, and then club events. And that would be like car club folks that come to the track and run their cars and you know, just kind of be together. And that happens now, and it's always been that way. So for the dusk, and dusk is kind of a nebulous description of, you know, maybe in the 8 o'clock range. You know, last night when I was out in the Deer Woods, it was 7:30. So that might move around a little bit on the clock, but it'll always be dusk. By the way, there are no lighting out here that allows for any racing beyond that. And the current operator, and I'm sure that when Terry takes ownership of the facility and establishes a management group, he's going to enforce that pretty strictly. And he understands the risks and he understands how to do it right. So on Saturday, club events would continue potentially. That the track does not open until 9 a.m. Actually, some cars might start arriving maybe at about 8, but no one's going to run the track before 9. If there is a two-day event, which again is pretty rare, that the first races of that two-day event would then occur on Saturday. And there could be, in that case, some qualifying. But again, that is pretty occasional at this point in time. Let me explain to you why. There is a partnership between between the Osceola Dragway and the Martin Speedway up by Martin, Michigan. And Martin runs on Saturday, Osceola runs on Sunday. And most of those drivers go to both places. And so for Osceola to even consider a two-day event, that would have Martin considering a two-day event, and pretty soon nobody is going to get the kind of participation they're looking for. So that partnership has been going on since the Martin facility was developed, and we're probably not going to see that change anytime in the future. And the Hoosier Motorsports Group has no plans to change it. So Sunday, that would be the IHRA events and bracket racing. And again, no running until 9 a.m. Some guys do get there when the gates open at around 8, but all they're doing is prepare. And so that 9 a.m. to dusk is the typical schedule. That's been the schedule, and there isn't any plans on changing that. We're not requesting that you approve a PUD that does change it. We're saying approve a PUD that sets it at this point. So we're good with that. And that schedule for the dragway is April to mid-October. Mid-October is usually, we're running up against that, that cold weather, and racers are starting to lose their interest for this year and move on to other things. So there's a breakdown of the drag racing events, and there's no proposal to change that.
Are those pictures of vehicles that are currently using the track? Because that looks a little...
Correct.
Okay.
That is the representation. So guys with older vehicles that have been built for racing, there are some drag cars that routinely run the course. These are not top fuel cars, so they must qualify that.
Okay, and there's no plan for the top fuel.
No. Actually, I would like to correct that. There's one thing that we'd ask you to approve, and because we are wanting to be completely open about this. Terry told me this morning at breakfast that he would like to bring his car, his top fuel car, and one of his fellow drivers' cars to the track once a year, and that would probably be opening day, and it would not be so there's two cars once a year, and they would be the opening race, and it wouldn't even be a full track race, mostly a demonstration.
Exhibition. Yes. Yeah,
so, and we want to make sure you know about that, because there is a significant difference between the cars that currently run here and top fuel dragsters. We would want you to know about that and actually approve that if you were inclined to do so. So the road course is, the events are car club rallies, they're access fee use. So like if one of us had a sports car and we wanted to go out to open track day, you pay a fee and you're allowed to use the track. Very significantly supervised. Your car has to be inspected for safety. It has to be inspected for noise level. And if you don't pass all of those inspections, you're not getting on the track. Simple as that. And that is more of a insurance liability issue, but it's also the choice of how this facility will be operated. Timed race events. Again, this is usually where you have maybe at the most two guys on the track at the same time. And they're not normally running side by side, they're running apart. They start separately, but they're timed, and that's a competition level thing, similar to bracket racing and drag cars. So, and then road course races, again, we're never gonna have 30 cars on this track. There's not gonna be enough room. It is not a NASCAR facility. It's not set up to race like that. It's mostly what we would call somewhat tactical driving, and but it's a huge sport across the country, and obviously the one of the reasons why we are why the motorsports group is developing it is because they see the attraction. So one thing that's not noted on here that I would tell you about too is that they are planning to do some access fee use for those of us that don't have a sports car. So they might have a few like a couple Corvettes out there that are set up to allow access for somebody that comes in. There's some on-the-spot training for a fee. You can get in that Corvette and run it around the racetrack. And that is, again, a very, very controlled scenario. They don't even let you go over a certain speed limit until they've seen you drive. So it's a... the plan is, and my understanding is that there are current negotiations going on, if we're successful, for GM, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, and Fiat to look at the site for some types of testing. And also, so that might be, you know, suspensions, brakes, steering, all those kind of things. And this is routine on road courses around the country. And you know, a lot of these manufacturers like to use courses like this because of the fact that it is really kind of somewhat secluded. And so in a typical scenario, one of those guys would come with their trailer and all their people, they'd stay in town for 3 or 4 days and rent the track for 3 days straight. So that means nobody else would have access. It would only be that group. Also, tier two and three suppliers, so that'd be braking components, you know, drivetrain components, and those types of things where they have to test these some things someplace. So if we do it right, we would be hopefully capitalizing on the need for that. There could be some holiday events in the winter time. My understanding is that from Terry, there are some road courses and some racetracks that do a significant holiday event where the course becomes a display of holiday lighting. You pay a fee with your family, and then you drive through the entire course. By the way, this is about a 1.5 to 1.8 mile circuit. And my understanding is that it is huge in other markets, and they would like to take advantage of that. We're also very open, and we'll offer that to law enforcement agencies in the near area for tactical driving training. Again, we would assume that would be in a scenario when the track would be closed to all others and be used by whatever agency was making that arrangement with the owner. And then